KTOO Public Media would like to acknowledge the Flane D and the Woosh Kitan of the Akkwan. We are on their ancestral homeland. Our broadcast studios are built on fill that was once tideland and part of what is called the Indian Village. We recognize those families who regarded the tidelands as a source of food and part of their home, and who traveled to and from their homes from these tidelands to fishing and hunting grounds, and to gatherings in other villages. The families of the Juneau Indian Village, like their ancestors, cherish and depend upon their immediate connection to the waterfront. KTOO is working to lift up Tlingit voices through the sharing of stories like these and the broadcast of the Tlingit language. Please excuse us for our mistakes and gunashish for your patience as we learn. Sorry about that. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and our first guest today is Sunny Porch Collaborative. That's Melanie Brown and Marcus Beckman. Hello and welcome to Juneau Afternoon.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Thanks for having us. Yeah, thanks for being here, both of you. How are you both doing in this time of hunkering down?
Good.
I'm doing all right. Yeah, we're doing all right. We're eating really good food that we're ordering from local businesses and, you know, having it delivered. And I actually feel pretty lucky that we get to hunker down in Juneau.
Yeah. Now, we've invited you on the show today because of, you know, normally this week we would be doing Folk Fest and we'd be interviewing artists and we'd be going to the concerts in the evenings. And last year, you guys played a set as Eminem, I believe, on Saturday of Folk Fest. It was a trio of reggae covers. Had you planned to do a set again this year?
Yes, we were planning on trying to squeeze 3 songs into 15 minutes. They whichever songs we would have chosen would have been all 3 reggae songs.
Okay. Well, we do have, you guys were kind enough to record some songs for us earlier today. And in the spirit of keeping the Folk Fest feelings going on this digital platform, why don't we listen to one of those now? Melanie, would you tell us about the first one?
Sure. It's called Baby, Baby, We've Got a Date. It's from Bob Marley's album, Catch a Fire. And it's, kind of an older style song. It has a really nice, just kind of a nice bouncy quality and makes me really happy just to play it. But it also makes me think of mine and Marcus's first date and Marcus's bass playing, and it just, it comes through really beautifully.
So you're singing and Marcus is playing the bass, and are you on guitar as well?
I'm on guitar too, yes.
Okay, here, let's hear Baby, We've Got a Date from Sunny Porch Collaborative. Here we go. We've got a date. right. That's a great cover there from Sunny Porch Collaborative, also known as Melanie Brown and Marcus Beckman. What is Sunny Porch Collaborative?
Oh, we kind of came up with the title this summer when we were having such a great time playing music together in Marcus's backyard, in his sunny backyard. And so we just kind of kept coming up with different permutations of names that where we were trying to capture that feeling, you know, just being on a sunny porch, playing music, living the good life, you know?
Yeah. You both love reggae music. I also love reggae music, so I am loving this today. What is it you really appreciate about the genre?
Do you want to start?
Well, yeah, I didn't really grow up listening to reggae. It's kind of a new music for me to be exposed to and to start listening to, and I started listening to it and just kind of fell in love with it, started trying to play it, you know, and really appreciating it. It's an amazing, there's an amazing amount of reggae from just such a tiny place, you know, Jamaica. So, you know, it's pretty cool, the history of it.
Yeah, and I think the thing that I'm realizing about playing through the songs that we've learned together is how much the I'm just learning. The songs teach me so much. I feel like as I move through them, I'm just becoming a better musician. You know, like there are a lot of just really great lessons to learn from having the music move through you and to interpret it and play it. And it's just really enriching and it's very positive. And, you know, like the messaging in it is really great and thought-provoking. Even though the lyrics are fairly, you know, it's not like they're super complex lyrics, but they're just really potent. And yeah,
that's
a lot longer.
Something I've always appreciated about reggae music too is that the tune is usually pretty happy and sunny, but sometimes the lyrics can be very sad and grim. Yet they're, you know, yeah. They'll sing it with a smile. All right, we've got another one coming up for you guys. And I do want to mention that you recorded these today, specifically for Juno Afternoon, playing live over the FaceTime. We haven't just quite got that dialed in yet. So you were kind enough to record these in advance for us so we could play them on the show today as if you were here live. Let's hear the next one. And what is that one, Melanie?
It's called Bad Card. And it's... you know, it's definitely not one of the more popular Bob Marley and the Wailers songs. But when Marcus and I started listening to it and trying to see if we could actually play it, it just really captivated us. It has some very interesting messaging in it. It's actually quite politically intense. And I don't want to put too much of my own spin on it. I think the listeners will come up with their own meaning. I don't want to overly politicize it, but it is like, it's very packed with message. And I'm just really interested in, I wish I could know what the listeners take away from it, but I'm just going to leave it at that instead of being too leading about the lyrics.
All right. Here's Bad Card, recorded fresh today here in Juneau, Alaska.
Grow up tired of us seeing me fit happens. Can't get me out of the race. Oh man, you say I'm in your place. And then you draw that card. I make you draw that card. I make you draw that card. Propaganda spreading over my name. Say you wanna bring another life to shame. Just a play and a game. And then you draw that card. I make you draw that card. I make you draw that card. I want to disturb my neighbors, 'cause I'm feeling so right. I want to turn up my disco, blow them to forwards tonight. just a big disgrace. And then you draw that card, and then you make wrong moves, and then you draw that card. I make you draw that card. I make you draw that card in a rubber duck style. In a rubber duck style.
All right, another great one from Sunny Porch Collaborative, also known as Melanie Brown and Marcus Beckman, here today helping us celebrate Virtual Folk Fest. You two are both creative people, and it's safe to say no one has ever really experienced what the world's going through right now, at least not in this era. Does the newness of everything that happens every day bring an outlet for you guys, be it through music or something like artwork, poetry, cooking, something else?
Well, it certainly makes you kind of find the time that you wanted to have, I guess, to do these, some of these fun things, you know, like, because there's nothing else going on, so you're making your own, your stuff happen, you know, kind of like people used to do, maybe. You're more isolated.
Yeah, definitely food creativity is an outlet for me. At first, when we had to go into isolation, I found myself recognizing, like, why am I not grabbing my guitar more? And because normally my guitar is like kind of, it helps me feel like things are right, you know, like when I get to sing, it really puts me at peace. It's a good emotional outlet, but it also just, I just feel like it's good medicine for setting myself right again. But initially I was not turning to my guitar. And I think it's because I was afraid that it was going to let out too much emotion and so I was avoiding it for a while because I just really felt like I needed to kind of keep an even keel for my kids. Maintain a very steady composure so that they would feel safe and like things hadn't changed so drastically in the world, you know, but I'm getting back to my music now. And it feels good.
That's a great response. I'm going to get back to your music too. We've got one more from Sunny Porch Collaborative musicians based out of Juneau, Melanie Brown, Marcus Beckman, staples of the folk scene here in town. Thank you both for speaking with me today. And before we play this last one, is there anything you'd like to share with our listeners about yourselves, your music, Folk Fest, or maybe where we could find you and your music online?
We don't have a landing page anywhere. We don't have a website or like an Instagram handle or anything like that. But maybe that's something that'll change quickly. And I'm hoping that once we can emerge from our hiding holes, that maybe we'll have more opportunity to play out. Marcus is also in a band called The High Fives. So, if you want to hear more reggae, the High Fives, they do original reggae. So definitely keep your ears open for whenever they have shows. You know, if we get to that point again where we're able to go out and play live and together. I guess that's all I have for now.
All right. So this last one from you is... why don't you tell us about it, Melanie?
Okay, so this last one, it's just me. Marcus wasn't with me when I went hiking with my guitar. I've been going out in nature with my guitar on my back and just finding nice places to sit and play. And the other night, I played on the water's edge and some eagles sang along with me.
So it's pretty cool.
I wanted to share this recording because it was just really, it was a really beautiful night close to sunset. And then when the eagles chimed in, it just made it really special. And this song, it's a Hank Williams song called I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry. And I just want to send it out to anybody out there who is feeling lonesome. And, you know, it's not easy sometimes, you know, what we're having to do right now. And hopefully it'll be so forlorn sounding that it'll make you feel better in comparison.
I think you're absolutely right about that. Well, Melanie Brown, Marcus Beckman, Sunny Porch Collaborative, happy virtual folk fest. Be well, stay safe, stay sane.
You too. Thank
Same
you.
Same to you. Thanks for having us so much.
Sure. Here's I'm So Lonesome.
Here at long somewhere up a will, he sounds too blue to fly. The midnight train is winding low. I'm so long, some I could cry. I've never seen a night so long where time goes crawling by.